This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to talk about Karen, a real-life Karen that is attacking the liberty-oriented state reps here, the most freedom-oriented state reps that voted in favor of independence, because there's a bunch of supposed liberty reps that did not vote in favor. I should say not just in favor of independence, but in favor of letting the people vote on the question about independence. We'll get into what's going on with, again, a real-life Karen coming up here. But first, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Thank you. And we still have Etienne de la Boissy Squared. He is expressing his theories surrounding, and he's saying he's doing some research and he's doing a lot of writing. His website, by the way, is artofliberty.substack.com if you want to read what he's been saying about the HBO series The Anarchists and the Liberty Convention Anarchapulco, which you have attended many years, Etienne, more than I did. I attended three of them and had a good time. And I think that some of your critiques of the show are valid, you know, from the perspective of it doesn't represent what really happened, right? As far as these events at Anarchapulco were great gatherings, great parties. Ron Paul was there, you know, lots of big names, really principled people were there. And then there were some con artists that were there too, and that's what's going to happen when you get 2,000 people together. There's a good chance that.
Well, to be fair, the documentary is about the lives of specific anarchists. It's not a documentary about Anarchapulco or the conference there. There just happened to be a conference there. That's where these anarchists happen to live.
It's a documentary purportedly about the anarchists that moved
to
Anarchapulco.
It's even called The Anarchists.
Yes, but it's not called Anarchapulco, the documentary.
Had no experience with anarchists would go, oh, this is what anarchism's all about.
So you're going to completely ignore my point, dude. My point was that it's not called Anarchapulco, the documentary. It's called The Anarchists. It's about anarchists.
It is.
No, it's about a tiny little subsection of anarchists that are scumbags, drug dealers, and riffraff.
They couldn't do a show about every anarchist in the world at once.
Well, obviously they can't do that, and obviously they're going to do a show about the most dramatic anarchists, because the ones that are just going to work every day and not, aren't particularly remarkable aren't going to be worth sending a camera crew around with. So while I agree with Etienne that they definitely focused on some of the worst characters, not all of them, some of them were
they couldn't have picked a better character to focus on than Chase and Hinza, easily the most sympathetic character they had on the show, and the most evocative from an emotional standpoint, absolutely stole the show.
Oh, I like Jason. He came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival a couple years ago. But my point is, they're going to focus on the drama, and the lower people tend to bring drama generally, and the most productive people are too busy doing productive things or whatever, and they're not going to be spending time creating that drama.
No, Ian, and you're pretty productive and have a lot of drama.
He doesn't create the drama, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the federal government wants to do what they're going to do, and that's a whole other story. But and I would expect the same thing of a documentary focusing in New Hampshire would be to focus on the fire and not the things that are just really dull. But that aside, you were bringing up some of the things you were concerned with regarding not so much Free Talk Live, it seemed like, per se, but just some of the personalities surrounding this show, some of the objections or things that maybe you didn't really totally understand, and you went through a list. There's still a few more, I think, that you had to go through. Do you want to hop through those real quick?
Yeah. So the association with Chris Cantwell, who was, featured in a Disney Vice Media scam about the Charlottesville torchlight parade, where he appears to be another controlled opposition figure that is showing up on controlled opposition platforms. The fact that I, before you guys knew who I was, when I just called in because I'd met one of the hosts back, and she said, "Hey, call in on a Thursday night," and I'm driving somewhere and I start dropping truth bombs, and I got censored on Free Talk Live, not by anybody that's on the show right now, but it was Daryl Perry. When I started dropping truth bombs, he hit the dump button, and I myself have personally been censored before you guys knew who I was. The fact that you guys include these mainstream media news blurbs in between in the show is somewhat suspicious. And finally, you know, dealing drugs into the movement. And I personally, back when I smoked weed, I'm on a pause right now. I don't think anything's wrong with weed, you know, necessarily. But anybody that's dealing drugs into the movement has got my attention, because that is the CIA's playbook. And, that's essentially my main, my main list. But like, from somebody looking in, you know, what would somebody looking in think about that list of things? And I mean, I hope you would at least agree that, you know, that a reasonable person could look at what's going on and kind of scratch their head. And then really, I'm sorry, the other final thing was that you guys were essentially featured in The Anarchists heavily. And if you take a look at the breakdown of The Anarchists, the people that are featured heavily, the other people, are what I believe to be guaranteed control opposition, whether it's Luke Radowski, Jeff Bullock, or,
right. So there's a lot that you brought to bear here, and Aria, I feel like you want to jump in.
Yeah, so I asked you a question when we're going out to break, but since I have more than 10 seconds to ask the question, I'm going to ask it in a more direct way, in a more convoluted way, actually. So I want to preface this by saying, look, I'm not accusing you of being transphobic or anti-Semitic. That's not the angle I'm coming from with this, okay? I want to get that out of the way. When I laid this out there, I don't want you to say, I have nothing against trans people, because frankly, I don't care whether or not you do. My question is much simpler than that. If you have a trans libertarian, what acceptable role can that person play in the liberty movement without you getting upset about it? What am I allowed to do that you don't think is too far? Am I allowed to have my own podcast? Or are you going to say, no, we have to push this tranny back in the closet. We can't let her be out there on Twitch and DLive doing this show. Everyone, turn your eyes from the tranny. To what extent am I allowed to have my voice out there, my face out there, without you being upset?
So, if it was just that, then I probably wouldn't have said anything, and I probably wouldn't have this. It's all the other threads of the cable, Aria. And it's not so much it's not so much the fact that you're a transvestite. It's the fact that
you keep using that word. I don't know if you're doing that on purpose or not.
I've been told that you make campaign contributions to political...
She talked about it on the show, and she can tell. Let her tell you about it. You keep saying it in an incorrect way.
Back out because they don't want to be. They don't want to have campaign contributions.
Who told you,
Carla Garrett, the person to whom I made this donation?
Well, I don't want to jump to that conclusion. Who told you?
It was not Derek.
No one said.
Was it Carla Garrett or somebody else?
I don't remember exactly who talked.
So you have no freaking source to back up your allegation. You're talking to the person who made this allegation. You're so disinterested in hearing the actual facts that you're going to regurgitate nonsense.
I'm trying to protect a source. But
I see. You've got the actual source here.
It sounds like you already know what happened.
Will you explain it for him?
Yes. Carla and I got into a dispute when I attempted to donate some money to the Porcupine Freedom Festival they were having issues with money raising and stuff like that. And she got upset, saying, you know, we don't want money from the Reformed Satanic Church. So I buried the hatchet, and I gave her a $50 donation to her Senate campaign. That money was never returned to me. I don't know where you imagine that scenario up in your head, but it's factually incorrect. She kept that donation, and she used it to run for office or whatever, and Carla and I, we currently get along fantastically.
Yeah, it sounds like you are the victim of hearsay in that case, if I had to guess. But we'll continue here, because I want to address some of the things on the list that don't have to do with you.
Thank goodness.
Which is the majority of them, by the way. But stand by. Etienne de la Voix C-Squared is with us, and we're and talk about as quickly as possible, too. I mean, I don't want to spend the rest of the show on this, which obviously could be done. Vermin Supreme, Chris Cantwell, Daryl Perry, the news breaks. We'll get into it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we will open the phones up here in a little bit. In fact, we do actually have a couple of callers on the line who want to speak with our guest, Etienne de la Boissie Squared. He is with us, and the website for him is artofliberty.substack.com. There's been quite a bit of disagreement among some of the hosts here tonight with Etienne, but I do appreciate him sticking with us and, you know, doing his best to lay out his opinion, which ultimately is to summarize what's been almost an hour and a half at this point, but to summarize that Anarchapulco was essentially like a government plot to make the movement of voluntarists and anarchists look bad, and that the anarchist series, the HBO documentary series, is sort of part of that whole thing. He mentioned that certain individuals and media organizations are controlled opposition, and you had a list of things you went down, Etienne, that you kind of went down through most of it. There was a couple interruptions, but I took notes as you were doing that so I could go back and address some of the concerns. Now, I have no idea if any of this is going to persuade you or anything like that, but for what it's worth, I wanted to get it out there. Are you still with us?
I am, definitely.
All right, so let's see. There was, you brought up Berman Supreme, and he's definitely a polarizing character in the liberty movement. There's a certain group of people within, say, the Libertarian Party. Remember Berman, for those that aren't familiar, he's this sort of comedian, basically. He's basically
a performance artist.
Yeah, he performs as a character. The real man, I know, is his real name, and he's like a painter by trade. That's what he does for a living. That's how he actually makes money. And Berman's this thing that he does every few years when he comes out and runs for president. And he puts a boot on his head, and he has a silly thing that he says funny things that he says. And he's basically just making fun of the political process and the politicians out there and skewering them. Now, the various different complaints about Berman come from different sides. So some people say, well, he's too leftist, he shouldn't be in the libertarian movement. Other people say, well, he's too silly, and he's making us look silly by wearing a boot on his head. And I think you were coming from the silly side with your complaint about him earlier.
Lots of libertarians.
We watched the Libertarian Party debate, and two out of the six candidates have costume headgear on. It makes the Libertarian Party look like crap. There's just absolutely no way that two different members of the Libertarian Party presidential run are wearing costume headgear. It's designed to make the Libertarian Party look bad.
What's wrong with a party that is about the establishment being a complete and utter S show?
Barney,
what's wrong with them making the... let me finish my question, please,
sure.
Mr. Like Monologues. What's wrong with them making the system look like an S show? I mean, it is. I mean, what's wrong with that? They're making a statement for one thing, for another. And I mean, the federal system is such a joke, it should be made fun of. I just think that it's ridiculous how many libertarians are too autistic to understand jokes and the idea that you can get people interested in the ideas through things that are maybe theatrical. Maybe it's not your way to do things, but I just don't see...
Yeah, Vermin is street theater. But do you want to respond to that, Etienne?
Well, I'm just saying that I think that if we, you know, I think if we put a, you know, a poll on the website and said to the majority of your audience, do you think that the goals of the Free State Project are being advanced by an association with Berman Supreme or ARIA, I don't think that they would. I don't think that they're going to say yes.
Well, that's the thing.
So that's,
I don't think
that is the, like even the, I think the majority of your audience. I mean, we could do that.
I think
tomorrow.
We got different goals here then, because I don't think that we really care that much about what the majority of any group of large general audience.
Your own audience.
Our audience is mostly
audience.
People on conservative talk radio stations. We're a radio show that's heard on 190 radio stations across the week. They're not all on.
Just don't be yourself, Arya, because other people might not like it.
Let's just limit it to members of the Free State Project. How's that?
Okay. Well, I mean, you're welcome to go and do that poll, but it's the Free State Project is the ones that brought in Berman Supreme, so clearly they thought it was going to be popular amongst their attendees. But you're never going to...
The Free State Project did that. I'd like to know.
Who in, or what was it? What would you say?
I'd like to know who at the Free State Project was responsible for bringing it. I've asked that to other people, and nobody has been able to tell me who that was, but I'd be very interested to know.
Berman's been at multiple Free State Project events. I've seen him at the Liberty Forum, and I've seen him at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
But do you know who invited him?
I would like to know who's doing it.
I'm sure you could contact
clearly, them. I mean, it seems pretty clear to me it's whoever's organizing those events, and there have been different people every year, basically, that have organized those events.
Berman, if you're listening, I will always have a spare ticket to any of these Liberty events that you are welcome to.
But I
will formally invite you.
I want to say this about Berman. He's a polarizing person. There are going to be people in the Free State Project that don't want him to be there, and there are people that do want him to be there. And there's people that don't want me to be at these events. There's people that do want me to be at these events. And you know what? You're never going to make everybody happy. I think Berman, personally, the reason why I like Berman Supreme is because I think he is funny, and I think satire is necessary, and I think it absolutely is necessary to poke fun at the system. And in regards to the Libertarian Party, when Berman Supreme was running for president, had I been at that convention, which I would never torture myself by going to a Libertarian Party convention because it would just be awful, but had I been there, I would have voted for Berman Supreme simply because the Libertarian Party was in such shambles. They were a joke at that time, so why not go all in and put somebody like Berman Supreme up as their presidential candidate? I mean, there's no one better to go up against Donald Trump than Berman Supreme at this point. So that's my honest opinion about him. I think the Libertarian Party has gone in a completely different direction this year, and I think it's for the better, but ultimately they are still going to be completely ineffective because they're the Libertarians, and the whole system is stacked against them. Christopher Cantwell. Now, this is an interesting character and an interesting story. You ought to know, I don't know if you know this, Etienne, but when Chris Cantwell first came to town, when he moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in 2012, everybody thought he was a Fed. Now, of course, it's common for people to think that all the new people are Feds whenever they move to New Hampshire. That's kind of the joke, but it's also kind of a sad reality to some extent. But Chris Cantwell,
what he told me is that he was advocating violence.
Yeah, that's why we thought he was a Fed. And he was real smart about it, though. He would come real close to advocating violence, but he would never come right out and say it. So he'd kind of dance around it. He's very, very smart with how he did it. But yeah, you could basically say that about him, and that's what caused the controversy when he came to town. Odds are, whether he was working for the feds or just being watched closely by the feds, he definitely brought some more federal interest into to the Free State Project. Ultimately, I think the truth about Cantwell is, and this is just from me being close to him and having spent a lot of time with him here, I think he's just a sad, angry man who ultimately is just looking for somebody to pay attention to him and to love him and give him a baby. That's basically what motivates Chris Cantwell. And I think he became an extremist Nazi over the years because he thought that was how he was going to make more money. He figured he wasn't making enough money being a libertarian crass comedian, which is what he was when he moved here. And so he thought it would be more lucrative to him to become a Nazi. It turned out that wasn't the case for him. But
as far as Free Talk Live, he got fired as soon as he started acting like a Nazi by Ian.
Yep, we did fire his ass. That much is true. But I still care about him as a human being and as a minister of peace. And I really do wish him well, and I hope he gets better.
And nobody in Aria also debated him on Free Talk Live.
Yep, that happened too. We're coming up here in moments. We still have Etienne with us, and we're going to get to your...
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a rough start to the week on Wall Street. Stocks falling sharply as investors worried about aggressive rate hikes by the Fed Reserve ahead of this week's annual gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The Dow on Monday losing over 600 points. Elon Musk is subpoenaing former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey for evidence in his October trial against the social media platform. Musk is being sued over trying to break his agreement to buy the company for $44 billion. The Tesla CEO is attempting to prove Twitter isn't telling the full truth about how many bots are accounted for among its daily active users. Former President Trump filed a motion Monday to have investigators stop going through items seized at his Florida home. The former president demanding a special watchdog group be appointed to review the evidence. USA Radio News. Last-minute preparations are underway as NASA prepares to launch its Artemis 1 mission a week from today. The space agency is scheduled to give an update later Monday night from Florida's Space Coast. The mission marks the beginning of a program aimed at getting humans back to the moon after 50 years. Officials say they're hoping to have the first woman and person of color on the lunar surface by 2025. And automaker shares are taking a hit after a judge makes a decision.
Ford Motor Company shares dropped 5% in early morning trading Monday following a $1.7 billion jury verdict that blames inadequate roof strength that caused the death of two people in Georgia. An estimated 5.2 million Ford trucks have these weak roofs that provide virtually no protection in a rollover, the verdict claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
The number is 603-283-6160. Open phones will come later in the show. If you've got a question for Etienne de la Boissie Square, he's on the line with us here. And we're going through some of the things that that he thought might be evidence that we could be controlled opposition here on Free Talk Live. And he went through a laundry list of things. And I've been doing the best I can to address some of these because I have a lot of respect for you, Etienne. You know, we've had you in here in the studio. You wrote a great book, which is Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. Not only did you write the book, but you keep coming back to it and revising it and updating it. It's a very, very interesting kind of coffee table book that you can just open up to any old page and find some interesting eye-openers. So I do recommend that.
And what's the Free State Project?
And what the Free State Project? I'm sorry.
I'm promoting the Free State Project in the book as in the solution section, and I think I've done a real good job of trying to educate people about the Free State Project, and I think there's probably, you know, well over, you know, 100,000 to, you know, maybe even 200,000 views or listens to either podcasts or things that I've been on promoting the Free State Project.
And to that point, I do want to say that the Free State Project is a movement of thousands of somewhat like-minded individuals. Some of them are small government people. Some of them are total anarchists and voluntarists, but people that generally want the government to be much smaller than it currently is, coming together to the same geographic area. In this case, it's New Hampshire, and it's been going on for close to two decades now. now at this point, people migrating here to New Hampshire. But there's one thing I want to caution about just generally, and not just to you, Etienne, but that in this movement, there are thousands of people. And in a movement with thousands of people, there's going to be everything from undercover federal agents to extremely autistic individuals who don't know how to communicate with other people, don't know how other people are feeling. And there's going to be angry people like Chris Cantwell, who may or may not be federal agents. But either
way, he's in prison, so.
Well, that could just mean he's deep cover. And there's also a theory that he's not actually in prison and that the feds have him at, like, somebody was saying to the other day that they think Chris Cantwell is on Epstein's Island right now.
But not Epstein's Island, but wherever they sent Epstein.
Yeah, perhaps there, too. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Regardless.
Occam's razor would suggest that he's in prison.
Probably in jail, yeah. The point I wanted to make about that, though, is that there's people who don't get along with one another. There's people who have poor communication skills because this is a group of thousands of people. And there's going to be people who do get along and they have great communication skills. But I want to suggest that if you hear something about somebody who did something like Aria allegedly having this spat with Carla that you guys buried the hatchet with and you guys are on great terms now and everything's totally cool with, but somebody goes around and says, oh, I heard Carla said this and I heard, well, then that's just hearsay and then that spreads and it gets really ugly and people don't understand. The best thing to do is to go to the source and talk to that person. And that's what I wanted to talk about with Daryl Perry, who you said you called into the show before you'd really met anybody on Free Talk Live and you had a bad experience with Daryl, where he apparently hung up on you at some point during the call.
You brought that up even though you've now been invited to be on the show three or more times.
Regardless, it stuck with him and it hurt his feelings. And there's no doubt that people have felt slighted by some of the hosts and how they've been treated on the air.
But we're not talking about just feeling slighted. We're talking about evidence that someone is a fed.
What I'm saying is that, I think you would, Bonnie, I hope you would say that these are reasonable, like all of these things added together, person might think that this was designed to make the FSP look bad.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I think it's fairly disjointed and doesn't really present any kind of picture like that. And there's great explanations for all of it. And I'm saying, have you ever talked with Daryl, like person to person at an event since the time you had a bad time with him on the air?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so that, I think, is a mistake in this particular case. What if I were you, and it's too late now, he actually just left New Hampshire, from what I understand. He got married by somebody who, you want to go with a conspiracy theory. The theory was this woman's job was to come in and take Daryl away from us, who was one of our most effective. Whatever you think about his voice or whatever you think about his activism or whatever, because people have opinions about Daryl, too. In my opinion, he was one of the most effective activists that we've ever had. He was one of those nonstop liberty guys. Like from morning to night, he was going and doing something for freedom. And he got married to this woman who has now convinced him to leave New Hampshire. So it'll be a lot harder to approach him. But had you simply gone and approached him at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and said, "Hey, Daryl, you probably don't remember me, but I called in about this issue once upon a time, and you hung up on me. I was just wondering what was that about." And you know what? And I wasn't there. I don't know what it was. It really doesn't even matter to me what it was, because all we have is what your recollection would be. So I have the audio at hand or whatever. We could probably dig it up, but it doesn't matter, because it was probably just a personality conflict. It was probably just you rubbed him the wrong way. Maybe he got up off the wrong side of the bed that day, and he might have just said, "Oh man, I was pissed at my co-host at that time, and I took it out on you, and it wasn't fair." It could have been something just simple like that.
There could have been something more simple, just like he already made his one point, then Daryl wanted to talk about it, they were moving on. Happens all the time when people get called back angry.
To me, it seemed like I started dropping truth bombs and I got censored. Then in my mind, I'm like going, okay, they're censoring me when I'm dropping truth bombs. Yeah. And then, if that had been the only thing, then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, I think we would still be having this conversation, because what you just made is an assumption about someone's motives. And then instead of talking to them, trying to find out what their motives actually were, you create this elaborate conspiracy theory in your head.
Yeah, it would have been much better to just have that conversation. And further, Free Talk Live is an open phones thing, so I get it. When somebody feels like they got a short shrift on the air, it sucks. Like, you thought you were going to be able to call in and go for as long as you thought you could go. A lot of people think they can just keep going, and it's like, well, we got a show to do, and we got other callers, or we got another topic that we want to get on, and we feel like the person's made their point, we move on. There's always another night, and we always like to make this point. I'm going to make this point generally. If you've called into Free Talk Live and you feel like you didn't get your point out, because sometimes we get distracted, we'll get off on one little thing that you'll say, and then we'll end the call, and people can take that personally. And it's like, look, we're just doing a show. The phones are open every night. And we don't have that many rules here on Free Talk Live, but one rule is just one call per night, which means you can call the next night, and you can call the night after that. So you could have called back. You could have, you know, when Daryl wasn't on the show, and said, hey, Daryl didn't give me the fair shake, and this is what I was trying to say, and you would have gotten it out probably the second time. But I get it. I get where you're coming from. And that leads me to the next point, which was your concern about the news breaks on Free Talk Live. And I always have a tough time even remembering the name of this company. It's just so unremarkable. The news. Let me explain first something.
Yeah, yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, I could look it up if
front
I really.
Front page. News.
First
story news. Front.
Something like that. Something, yeah. Like feature. Yeah.
Feature story news.
That's it. Yes. That's what it is. And this gives you an idea of like how little concern I have for this. Yeah, it's a status news package.
But I mean, something has to go there.
Right. So
I think it's hurting the brand.
Yeah. Well, I get where you're coming from. I get it. But the fact is, if there were a libertarian news package, a 5-minute, top-of-the-hour libertarian news package, I'd run it. And there's proof that that's a true statement because I did run it. I ran Daryl Perry's that he did for something like 2 or 3 years until he met this woman and stopped doing it. And I ran John Bush's that he did until his guy who was putting him together, Brian Hagan, was attacked viciously by a lunatic apparently in his own home and drove him off the air. So we've had multiple libertarian newscasts on this program, and the reason that Feature Story News is on the air currently is because we had Fox News prior to that, which I don't know which one's worse or which one's better in your mind, but they're both, you know, statist.
Well, John Bush must be a Fed, Ian, because he's effective and he has his own little conference.
There's actually been a long theory that John Bush is a Fed as well. There's all these theories about everybody who...
He's an effective activist. Yeah. He must be a Fed.
Well, right. The more effective you are, the more theories there are about you, the more people cook up stories and have reasons to hate you. So the truth is, if there is a libertarian newscast for me to put on the air, I'd put it on. Unfortunately, there isn't. There's nothing out there. And there was one other guy, and Etienne, hang on, I want to get to these callers next. Because I think we've addressed everything except the Bitcoin thing. But there's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll continue. And, hey, if you've got a top-of-the-hour news thing, even if you update it once a day, I'll put it on the air.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. If you had a question for Etienne, you should probably already be on the line. We've actually got a few people lined up at this point. Etienne de la Boise Squared, he is the author of Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. Soon to be turned into a two-part book covering COVID as well, which sounds pretty interesting. But that's actually not the reason we're having him on tonight. We're having him on to justify something he said in one of his recent articles over at artofliberty.substack.com. And I have to disagree that we were featured in any significant manner on the anarchists. We definitely did get a mention here and there, and there's some audio used from Free Talk Live. And to be fair,
I think twice Free Talk Live was actually named. The other time they just would show you the caption would just say news reporter or like Uzian's audio because it was good.
Yeah, they used our audio for things here and there. Then, to be fair, they did in the very first episode, like the first moment, it's me doing intro from Anarchapulco, where I actually do say the name of the show. So we got a few mentions, but
yeah,
I mean, they didn't include really any interviews. I think Mark got like maybe 10 seconds on camera as he was being interviewed, but nothing significant. But that said, I do appreciate any amount of exposure that we can get. So Etienne, you gave us this list of things that you said added together makes you suspicious, basically, that we could be controlled opposition. I've done the best I can to kind of address them as quickly and as effectively as I can. And there was the only one left on the list of notes that I took, which was Bitcoin. And you kind of brought up that it seemed like, and I don't want to, you know, put words in your mouth, it seemed like you were suggesting Bitcoin itself was government created. Is that what you were saying?
Well, yeah. So for those in your audience that aren't familiar, the National Security Agency, the NSA, published a technical white paper a decade before Satoshi Nakamoto published his white paper. The white paper was called How to Make a Mint, the Cryptography of Anonymous Electronic Cash, and they outlined essentially the blockchain, the wallet, over a decade before Satoshi Nakamoto did.
I thought you said that you don't have proof of that already.
No, that at least is factually true. I have not read the actual white paper that the NSA released, so I don't know how similar it is to Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper. I don't know how similar the technology behind it is, but it does appear to at least be factually true that the NSA did come up with the idea of Bitcoin. But, I mean, the U.S. government allegedly came up with the idea of accountable government.
Well, I mean, the cypherpunks have been talking about these ideas for decades, so I don't know if they came up with it as much as they published a paper about it to, you know, make the government aware of it. But just because that happened doesn't necessarily follow that Satoshi Nakamoto was working for the state, right?
Well, I mean, the fact that he is so then there, you know, there's other things that lead me to believe that the fact that you know, many of the early you know, folks from Joe Lubin, who used to be a vice president at Goldman Sachs, to the Larimers, who are connected to Northrop Grumman IT, Boeing.
We're aware of all that. There's a documentary out there called Who Killed Bitcoin that is all about how those big money interests tried to co-opt Bitcoin, and that's the reason that Roger Ver and others support Bitcoin Cash and alternatives to Bitcoin rather than Bitcoin itself. That's not news to anyone.
Well, it may be news to people that don't know much about Bitcoin, but there's two different theories, right? So there's the theory, well, at least there's probably more than two, but there's two major theories. There's the one theory that is backed by nothing but speculation, and that seems to be what you're suggesting, Etienne, is that Bitcoin from the word go was a government operation, and then there's...
It paved the way for central bank digital currency.
And then the other theory... But there's not really any evidence for that. It's just pure speculation. The other one, where there is actual evidence, is that Bitcoin was co-opted during its first 7 or 8 years of lifespan, co-opted by big bankers. And this is easy enough to prove. All you have to do is look at the Blockstream company, which was a company that was paying the main programmers that were programming the Bitcoin software back in, like, I think it's still true, but it was true in 2015, 2016, 2017 at that time. And you look at the investors into Blockstream and you find a group called AXA Group, which is a major European bank insurance company that has huge tentacles in the banking business. And then you find the Digital Currency Group, which has MasterCard as one of their investors. These are two different banking type groups that invested heavily, like multiple millions of dollars, into Blockstream when they did their investment rounds. And so you know for sure that money from bankers was going into the pockets of the Bitcoin programmers, and then it's not a surprise when you find out that they purposely crippled Bitcoin, the software, by not allowing it to scale to market demands. That's the one that there's evidence for, that
yes,
Bitcoin was taken over.
You left off that the head of AXA was the head of...
Bilderberg.
That's right.
Yeah, we actually mentioned, I just forgot it for the moment, but we actually just talked about this within the last few nights, and I mentioned it on
that time.
So if you have that factual basis, why even go further into the realm of speculation with, oh, it was a government job from the beginning? Why not just stick to the actual facts, which is that, you know, Blockstream and other big money interests attempted and largely successfully co-opted Bitcoin in its earliest days?
I mean, I think that there's different competing, first of all, I don't think that there's one overarching conspiracy where there's one person that does it. I think it's different factions of organized crime that are, you know, some of whom are involved in media.
No, my question is, why are you wading into the conspiracy realm in the first place when you have the actual facts that you can point to and say, this is what happened after Bitcoin was founded?
Because what I try and do for my audience is I try and make sense of why I think things are happening and why I think the world is being steered in certain directions. And so I could give the audience those facts, but that doesn't
but it's not affected
and why that the banks would want to stall it. Or why that they would, or why the federal government would want to front run, exactly to Ian's point. There were, you know, the crypto anarchists and the cypherpunk community, they were already experimenting with e-gold and digital liberty dollars and other forms of electronic payments. And so to be able to front run that, get in front of it, and be able to steer it would absolutely positively be of interest to them.
But and why would they? Why would they come out with something that could lead to things like Monero being created? I don't even, I've never understood this. So you realize that the dollar is already, hold on, I have another point. The dollar's already more digital than physical. They don't need something else to get people to accept central bank digital currencies. In fact, it doesn't even make any sense because not even 50% of people in America actually use cryptocurrency, and they're already about to come out with CBDC. They didn't need cryptocurrency to get people used to central bank digital currencies.
I would disagree. I think that they made blockchain-based payment systems popular with a great, great many people by the fact that they made some money in it. And I think that that gave a large percentage of the population a feel-good about cryptocurrencies and blockchain that would not have existed in a way that is beneficial for their plan of central bank digital.
Most of the people who have made money with cryptocurrency are not just going to jump on board with CBDC. I don't think most of them would. And the amount of people who have made some money on cryptocurrency isn't like a majority of the population or anything like that. And they're actively coming out with articles all the time trying to get people to not understand and not get into cryptocurrency.
I don't deny personally that conspiracies exist. Obviously, there's plenty of conspiracies anytime two people are you know, talking in secret about their plans to do bad things. You generally have a conspiracy, and so certainly there's lots of those with government. But I also think that governments are, by and large, slow, stupid, and incompetent, and it just doesn't make sense to give them any credit for cryptocurrency. I think they were late to the game. They still haven't quite figured out what it is and what they can do about it, except use as much violence as they can possibly bring to bear. But Renee is on the line. He's been waiting very patiently for almost 2 hours to ask whatever this question is. Renee, you're on with Etienne. Go ahead. Maybe he's not still on the line. It wouldn't surprise me if he's not. Renee, his line was still there. I guess I'll say Renee's line was there. Renee going once, Renee going twice.
He may have just set his phone down or something, you know?
I'll check with him during the news here in a moment. Etienne, can you stay for one more segment so we can get through these callers? I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang on. Etienne de la Boissy Squared is with us here. Cryptocurrency, you know, and I also will say further, the fact that we happened to be kind of dragged into Bitcoin. It was thanks to Roger Veer is why we ended up getting into Bitcoin. He was one of our existing advertisers, and I'm grateful, obviously, for that. But the reason we got in is the same reason most libertarians got in early, which was we saw this as a way to bring down the establishment money system, the bankers and the government, central banks and all that, and give people an alternative and empower the individual. So just being an early adopter of Bitcoin, I don't think there's any evidence of being co-opted by the state, because the people early on in Bitcoins were mostly libertarians.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.